Veterans are valuable to any team, and not just on the field. Michael Pittman was brought in for that presence and to provide depth in the backfield. Against the Raiders this past Monday, Pittman showed just how valuable he can be, scoring 2 touchdowns. But the 11th-year vet knows that physical skills diminish as you get older, but it is something he has learned to deal with.
Well, I mean, things like, you know, just as you get older, I mean, before I used to just, run like quick. I used to be a lot faster than I was, not a lot, but faster than I was, you know, stop on a dime and cut. You know, now I got a little, you know, chop my feet a little bit. And that's just, you know, how it comes with age. You know, the best of the best, you know, they get older and sometimes they lose some things, but you have to play smarter at the same time. And that's just the way it is in all types of professions, you know, NBA, you know, Major League Baseball, the NFL. But at the same time, I think I'm still playing this league. Once, you know, linebackers start covering me one-on-one and things like that, then it's probably time for me to retire. But at this point in my career, I think I'm still feeling good and I can still play like a year or two more. So I'm feeling good.
Just looking at Pittman, you can see what kind of a physical specimen he is. But he credits not having a huge workload in his career to still having the ability to play.
And in my career, though, too, was what kept me in the league a long time. I split carries the majority of my career. I was never a guy who carried the ball, you know, 300 times. I was more like, you know, maybe 200, 175. Another guy had 175, 200 carries at the same time. So that's another thing that kept me around a long time. And, you know, a lot of things was good in my game, too, was, you know, passing, coming out of the backfield and doing things like that. So that's a big part of my game.
As a veteran, Pittman likes what he sees from the offense, especially from quarterback Jay Cutler, and also says this Sunday will be a great way to gauge where they are as a unit.
I mean, everybody knows about the run here and the things like that and now how successful we are, you know, in a running game here. And that's the biggest reason why I came down here to Denver. But at the same time, the passing game was clicking. You know, offensive line protected Jay well in the pocket. And we just exploited the Oakland defense. And, you know, they really couldn't stop us. You know, we was executing when we had to. And, you know, Jeremy Bates, our offense coordinator, he called a great game. And we was just taking advantage of the opportunities that we had last Monday night. We can really, you know, see where we are as a team, you know, with San Diego. And it's no down talk on Oakland, of course, but San Diego is a great team. They say it's the AFC West favorite. And everybody knows about their defense and how good their high power offense is. And at the same time, we feel great about what we got here as a team. So we definitely have a great challenge this weekend against San Diego. But we're looking forward to it.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.